The facts are these. 3 days ago, Philippa Balfour left her flat to meet some friends. She hasn't been seen or heard from since.
She was playing some sort of game with someone on the internet, calls himself Quizmaster.
Something's been found. A doll, a female doll, in a coffin.
Some kid's prank.
In the village where Philippa's family live.
Listen. October 72, a student disappeared in Dunfermline. July 77, a body in Nairn. In 82, one in Glasgow. And in 95, an American tourist went out for a walk and never came back. That was Perth.
So?
In every case, somewhere nearby, they found a miniature coffin. How long? Right, thanks.
What is it, John? What's happened?
They've found a body upon Arthur's seat. Philippa Balfour's dead.
The Falls, dramatised by Bert Cools, based on the novel by Ian Rankin. Episode 2, Stricture.
Arthur's Seat, an extinct volcano in the heart of a city. Some say the name comes from the Gaelic, Ardna na Sage, height of the sorrows.
Steve Hawley, Mr. Rebus. Press.
I know who you are.
Anything to say?
Yes. You're annoying me. Get out of my way.
John.
Ma'am. Nice morning for a climb. Any doubt it's her?
The clothes match.
Method?
Throttled.
Right.
Rebus has seen dozens of corpses over the years. They never get any less sad or make him any less depressed. Animation is the key to every living thing, its absence difficult to accept. He's seen grieving relatives reach out to bodies on mortuary slabs and shake them, as if this would bring them back. Philippa Balfour isn't coming back.
Looks like she's still got her jewellery.
And her clothes haven't been disturbed.
So, we can rule out robbery and sex. This is going to be a cinch.
Rebus!
Stay there! You need me for anything else?
Unless you fancy joining in the ground search. Go and see what she wants.
What's the word?
It looks like it's her. And it's definitely murder.
How long's she been here?
Long enough. The foxes have been at her fingers, not the weasels.
God.
You okay?
Yeah. Yes, of course. It's just playing this game. I felt close to her. Still, I suppose we always knew, didn't we? It was just a matter of time.
Why did you come here, Siobhan?
Because I knew you'd be here. Listen, I think we've cracked the second half of the clue. This queen dines well before the bust. The Queen's Victoria, right?
Right.
Well, what if it's Victoria Street? Here in Edinburgh, a restaurant in Victoria Street.
What about before the bust?
Well, maybe there's a statue.
Is this yours, this theory?
Okay, it was Grant. He phoned me at bloody midnight to tell me.
I knew you two would make a good team.
Thanks. Anyway, he's meeting me at the end of the street. Do you want to come?
I found it.
The restaurant? Damn it, you were supposed to wait for me.
The message. I found the message.
Grant!
Here.
Where was this?
Restaurant Blue, far end of the street. There's a marble bust of Queen Vic. This was hidden under the base.
Oh, you didn't touch it.
Of course not. I fished it out with a fork and slid it straight into that bag.
Good work.
Sir?
Let's see it then. Your next destination is Hellbank. Instructions follow.
You two check and see if there's anything new from Quizmaster. I'll be in with the boss.
Sir.
Excuse me, Inspector.
What?
Message for you, sir. Would you call a Jean Birchill?
I tried your mobile.
I had it switched off.
No calls at the Locus.
The what?
The scene.
Oh, of course. Look, John, I know I shouldn't bother you.
Oh, no, it's all right. What do you want?
Is it definitely her?
Looks like it.
Horrible. And on Arthur's seat, too. I was up there just the other day.
Probably not the same spot. Across the road from Dunsappy Loch and a bit further round to the east.
Oh, no. No, I wasn't there. But I do know that place.
Anything?
I sent a message. We're waiting for a reply.
What did you send?
Ready for Hillbank Clue. Oh,
he asked me.
What's that?
We've got an answer. There.
Ready to give up. That's a surer thing.
Bloody nerve.
He's daunting you.
Or maybe that's the clue.
Oh, it could be both.
I've got something new.
What's that?
The place where the body was found. Jean Burchell knew it. It's called Hellbank.
Oh, my God.
Look at this.
What?
Look. That's a surer. It's an anagram. There.
Arthur's seat.
He was leading us to her.
Us? Me, you mean? Telling me where she was?
Maybe. What are you doing?
Telling him I've solved it.
No, stop.
Why, for God's sake?
We have to take this to the boss.
I'm going to bring in the Met's computer squad.
You're taking this away from me.
Calm down, Constable. No, I'm not. But I want them to see all the material. Can we do that and still keep the computer here?
Yes, I can copy all the files.
Do it. We'll see what they can come up with.
And in the meantime?
Keep the conversation going, if you can.
Right. Thanks.
But Siobhan?
Ma'am?
Any new clues? I want to know about it. No shooting off on your own. Understood?
Understood. There. What do you think?
The answer is Arthur's seat. Now I need you to come forward. Aye, okay, I suppose. Send it.
Sent.
What did the boss say? And why did I have to wait out here?
To watch the damn computer. Shit.
Already?
It's like he's looking over my damn shoulder.
Let's see what he's got to say.
Very good. Now you must wait for the next clue.
Oh, and he'll make me wait too. Bastard.
Detective Inspector, good morning to you. Oh, and Detective Constable Clark, we meet once more.
Professor, thanks for coming in.
Oh, now you, young man, I don't believe I've had the pleasure of your acquaintance.
D.C. Grant Hood, pleased to meet you.
Donald Devlin, likewise. Now, to work. Where are these autopsy reports on which you desire my humble opinion?
Here.
Capital. Oh. 1982. Death by drowning, was it? Cerebral diatoms.
Sorry?
She had water plants growing in her brain.
Tell me, is he doing us the favour, or is it the other way round?
I told you, don't let him get to you. He'll be useful.
He better be.
What are you doing?
I'm ringing Grant.
Will you relax? You'll tell us if the clue arrives.
Unless he decides to go it alone again. Do you really need me for this? Why can't you talk to Costello on your own?
You're the computer whiz, remember? Things might get technical.
They might.
I want you to ask him about the game.
On the same day he's learned that his girlfriend's been murdered.
Exactly.
I'm sorry to intrude at a time like this, Mr. Costello.
And we'd broken up, remember?
So you're not affected? Is that what you're saying?
We just want to catch whoever did this.
If you feel like answering a few more questions, if you feel up to it.
Did Philippa ever ask
Flip.
For you... Sorry. Did she ever ask for your help with riddles?
Riddles?
Puzzles. Quiz questions. That sort of thing.
She was playing a game on the internet.
Flip was.
Have you ever heard of someone called Quizmaster?
Who's he?
Oh, we don't know.
You think this has something to do with her death? How was she killed?
I thought you'd been told.
I'm told that she was dead. Not how.
She was strangled.
Did she put up a fight?
We don't think so. There was pressure on the carotid artery first. She would have been unconscious pretty quickly.
So she didn't suffer? Is that supposed to make me feel better? Who'd know how to do that?
Lots of people.
A policeman?
A medical student, maybe.
Did Flip know anyone like that?
Where, Benzie?
Yes?
Detective Inspector John Rebus. Can I have a word?
Claire, I'm Detective Constable Siobhan Clark.
I suppose this is about Flip.
You know then. Sit down.
David rang me. Caught me just before the lecture. Does Dr. Kurt know we're using his office?
Of course.
What a dump. He never throws anything away. Ironic, really, when you think what he does with the insides of a corpse. Sorry. They should hand out diplomas in bad taste with this course.
Why pathology, Miss Benzie?
You think it's a strange choice of career, Detective Inspector? Or just strange for a woman? Okay, what can I do to help? What do you want to know?
You were at school with Flip.
For a few years, yes. Then we lost touch for a while, till we both started here at the university.
How did you meet David Costello? Do you know?
At a party, she said. And then he took her for a walk through Warriston Cemetery. Can you believe it? Nice one, David.
You don't like him?
Arrogant sod. Very sure of himself.
Did Flip like to play games?
Games? What, tennis and stuff?
No, computer games. Maybe on the internet?
Is this something to do with our death? There was something once, like a riddle. Something about the Victoria line. I remember how pleased she was when she worked it out. It is, isn't it? Connected. Oh God, it seems like only yesterday we were schoolgirls.
Was this in Edinburgh?
Causland. I lived there then.
Causland?
It's a village. Well, a hamlet, really. About a mile and a half from Falls. You know, where Flip's family live.
Are your parents still there?
No. We moved away. My father... We had to move. I loved it there too. Flip and me. We used to play by the waterfall. It was our enchanted kingdom. Back then we thought things would stay the same forever. But they don't, do they? They never do. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
What did you think?
I don't know.
A bit of acting going on?
Well, it seemed real enough.
Isn't that what acting's all about?
If a killer's hiding in there, it's buried deep.
Interesting about her father.
Yeah. I wonder what she was going to say.
Thank you, Mrs. Green. No, no, you've been a great help. Thanks.
Well?
A headmistress is in a privileged position, Mr. Rebus. One should not gossip about one's ex-pupils.
But?
One couldn't resist. Claire Benzie's father was a lawyer.
Was?
He was also something of a gambler on the stock market. When Claire was still at school, he made a whole load of bad investments. He lost everything. And then took an overdose.
Lawyer to bankrupt to suicide in one easy step. And the move?
Claire and her mother were evicted. Had to start again somewhere cheaper.
Oof, nasty.
Bad investments, bad advice maybe. And his daughter's best friend had a banker for a father.
I don't know. Claire holds a grudge against John Balfour, so she kills his daughter. We don't even know if the advice did come from Balfour.
Then let's find out.
John, you can't ask him. Not today. He's probably not long back from identifying the body.
Okay. It'll wait. Cheers.
How do you switch off like that? When I think of that poor girl.
You don't switch off. Not really. Not ever. You just... I don't know.
Compartmentalise?
There speaks the museum curator. And on that subject...
What?
I want to ask you a favour.
Oh, yes.
What?
Jill Templer told me to expect this. Everyone who gets to know John Rebus, they have to be prepared for the big favour.
Well, she was wrong.
Oh?
Yep. It is not a big favour. It is a huge favour.
My goodness. Is that what I think it is?
It's one of the Arthur's Seat coffins, yes.
I never thought to see one outside the museum. And I don't suppose I could...
Best not to touch it.
No. No, of course not.
Rebus watches warily as Jean unwraps the fragile antique. She's putting her job on the line for him, removing it from the museum. Professor Devlin's eyes are alight as he peers at the 7-inch wooden metal coffin with its gruesome carved inhabitant.
Fascinating. You know, dear lady, I have a theory as to who made them.
You do?
Dr. Kenneth Lovell.
Interesting.
Who?
Lovell was the anatomist who carried out the autopsy on Burke. You know, Burke and Hare. Some people think he'd been buying corpses from Burke before he was caught.
And therefore carried a deal of guilt over the whole affair.
And one theory about the coffins is that they were planted as memorials for Burke and Hare's victims. I told you, John.
Aye.
The thing is, our Dr. Lovell was also interested in carpentry. I have a table said to be made by his own hands.
Lovell was a carpenter? I've never heard that. Do you have proof?
Somewhere, certainly. A letter, I believe.
Oh, I'd love to see it. Kenneth Lovell.
Yes?
Detective Inspector Rebus.
The man in the doorway carries a flat tweed cap which he worries between the fingers of both hands. The fingers themselves are gnarled and the skin is like parchment. Rebus supposes that in these days of assembly lines and mass production, master craftsmen casket builders are a rare and dying breed. All the miniature coffins, including the original from 1836, are laid out for his expert attention.
This one, of course, is quite different from the rest. It's considerably older.
Yes. We're wondering if it could have been used as the model for the other five.
Sides are a lot straighter. Not the shape we use today. Iron studs in the lid. No, sir. The others are only copies of it.
And, what could you tell us about the others?
Well, they weren't constructed by a coffin maker. Proportions are wrong. And the work... There's some skill, but not much.
Could they all have been made by the same person?
Mm-hmm. These four joints are the same, measurements. One of them's cruder and different material. Balsa, but it still matches.
So you'd say only one maker?
Oh, these four, yes. As long as my life didn't depend on it. Now, this one. The proportions are different. The joints aren't so tidy. You can still see the saw cuts if they haven't been sanded properly.
A rush job, maybe?
No, no. My guess would be it's by somebody else.
Thank you, Mr. Patillo.
Which one is that, John?
The latest one, the one from Falls.
Were you hoping it was by the same hand, Inspector? The unfortunate Balfour girl, the latest in a line of murders. Was that your theory?
Aye, it was.
That night, with Jean working late at the museum, Rebus hits the Maltings first. He follows it up with the Royal Oak, then Swanee's, and finally the Oxford Bar. Guinness first, then IPA, and then Laphroaig with the merest drizzle of water, just to smooth its edges. It's a vain attempt to flush those little coffins out of his mind. Were there any more of them, lying rotting on barren hillsides? Were there any more bodies doing the same? He'd seen a continuity there. and it had filled him with dread.
I want to be cremated.
Is that right, John?
They're strung up in a tree like the Aborigines. Anything but stuck in a box. Anything but that.
Damn it.
Yes?
Good evening, Inspector.
What do you want, Holly?
Just to be brought up to date. How did you die?
Wait for the official statement.
That's not the way I work.
I know bloody well the way you work. How the hell did you get this number?
Yours isn't the only private number I've got, Rebus. Good night.
I told you, no, he's not wrong me at all.
If he does?
If he does, I'll handle him. Now stop worrying about it. Relax.
Sorry.
Is it a serious blow? About the cases not being linked?
Well, I was so sure. But Devlin says there's nothing in the old reports to suggest they were murdered anyway.
And what about the game, the quiz?
Wait, and another clue. He's calling the shots.
Quizmaster.
Aye.
Why do you keep calling him he? Why couldn't it be a woman?
No reason, I suppose. Just seems more natural to say he. Quizmaster, after all.
Yes, quiz mistress doesn't quite have the same ring, does it? Now, we change the subject. No more shop, not for either of us, OK?
Fine by me. What do you want to talk about?
Well, let's see. How are you getting on with your flat? Are there still holes where the floor should be?
No, nope, that's all done. Hardly recognise the place.
So you're all ready to sell?
Aye, I was going to phone the solicitor tomorrow.
Where are you moving to?
Don't know, really. Round here's okay.
That was delicious. You fancy some dessert?
Depends what's on offer.
Sir?
God, you two are keen. How long have you been in?
Good morning to you too.
Is it?
We've got the next clue.
A corny beginning where the Mason's dream ended.
The Mason's dream? Small M. So it's not Mason as in Freemason. Stonemason? What else is there?
It could be Freemason. Rebus?
Don't look at me. I failed the audition.
Abby, you must know a few.
No, maybe I do.
All right for you?
That's fine, sir.
You don't have to call me sir anymore, John.
Right.
Detective Chief Superintendent George Watson, now retired, lives in a farmhouse conversion just south of the bypass. The walls are pale green, the furniture is polished, the kitchen is spotless, and the TV shows no sign of dust.
Maid been in today, has she?
Ah, I enjoy a bit of housework, ever since Arlene passed away. So, how's Jill settling in?
Oh, she's off to a flyer. Ordered me to take a medical.
Oh, well, you can tell her I wish her luck with that.
It's funny not having you around, sir.
Thanks for that, John. All the same, I'm assuming this isn't a purely sentimental visit.
No. Would you mind taking a look at this?
A corny beginning where the Mason's dream ended.
Mean anything?
Not at first glance. Where's it from?
The internet.
John, you might just as well have said the moon.
Me too. It's a sort of quiz. Philippa Balfour was involved with it.
Ah, poor kid.
You heard about the body?
On the morning news. Murder inquiry just getting underway, is it?
Organised chaos, aye. You're better out of it.
Aye. Maybe I am. We have the Mason's dream ended. I'll ask around.
What are you doing skulking around out here?
Fresh air.
This is fresh. Since when?
I just had to get out.
What's happened?
Quizmaster's been on again.
Okay, what's going on?
Wait.
Right. Take a look.
Shouldn't Grant be in on this?
No, he shouldn't. He's down the Central Library researching Masons. He doesn't know about this. Take it.
My patience grows thin. The game is about to close on you. Immediate response requested, Quizmaster. What did you do?
Well, I sent this. I'm working on Mason's dream. Will reply soon.
And?
Here.
The game is now closed. Goodbye, Siobhan.
I've blown the whole investigation. Our only lead, and I've thrown it away. God, John.
Have you told the boss?
Oh, I couldn't face it.
Good. Don't.
No.
No. I'll lay odds Chummy doesn't really want to stop. He's having too much fun.
Rebus?
John, it's me. I've been doing some ringing round. I think I've got your answer.
I don't like this place.
Because the Masons are going to jump out and nab you.
Because I can feel bloody Quizmaster looking over my shoulder. So where's this window then?
Must be that one. That's supposed to be maize in the carvings, but done before maize was known in Britain. Or, well, so says the family.
A corny beginning. I suppose it fits.
Oh, and the rest. Yeah. Hang on, I wrote it down. Rosslyn Chapel, maize. Aye, here. Two carved pillars. When the Master Mason was building this place, he went abroad to study designs for the pillars. But while he was away, his apprentice saw a design in a dream and built it himself.
Okay, that's the Mason's dream, but the clue said where it ended.
When he got back, the Master Mason was so angry, he bludgeoned the apprentice to death on the spot.
So the dream ended by the pillar?
Sounds reasonable, don't you think? And then the master went on and built a second pillar for himself. And here they are.
So, which one's the apprentice's?
I'd say it was this one.
How do you know?
Because I've just found this hidden in one of the cabinets.
What about prints?
The last one was clean, this will be the same. You?
No. You read it.
Well done, Siobhan. Stricture awaits. Instructions follow. Stricture, that's what? Restraint? Confinement?
Stricture awaits?
What's the matter?
Don't you remember? Stricture awaits. That was the last message Philippa got before she died.
I was just going to call you. He's emailed again.
Sounds like my cue to say I told you so.
What's the message?
The game is reopened. But what does that mean?
Did you send an answer?
Yes, but he wouldn't talk to me.
Well, why didn't you pretend to be me?
I did, but he wasn't fooled. He knew you weren't here.
Bastard. How does he know? Move out of the way.
Here.
What are you sending?
This is Siobhan. I've been to the pillar in the chapel. I need the final clue. There. Sent. Come on, you bastard.
Exercise patience. The final clue will come, and when you've solved stricture, then we shall meet.
You know, I could get used to this. My normal breakfast is to take away coffee on the way into work. Did you get this in specially?
Sorry? Oh, yes. If you didn't strike me as the muesli type.
Was that the post?
Papers. John, I think you'd better look at this.
Casket Killer Strikes Again, an exclusive report by Steve Hawley. He's got the whole thing. The dolls in the coffins, the previous cases, the internet, the lot.
Jill.
Not only does this blow the whole investigation, I've had John Balfour and his solicitor on to me, demanding to know why they hadn't been kept informed. Do you have any idea how many false leads this is going to turn up? Not to mention telling the killer how much we know, or don't know. Who talked, John?
Nobody talked. Hawley got hold of a few basic facts, that's all. The rest is just speculation.
He's got Jean Birchall's name. Doesn't that worry you?
Of course it worries me.
Yes!
Sorry, ma'am. Sir, there's been another message.
I'm disappointed in you, Siobhan, yapping to the newspapers. I thought the game was our little secret, Quizmaster.
You didn't tell me you'd given him your name.
I was trying to get to know him.
Not worth the risk.
Well, what should I do about the message?
Answer it. Get him to carry on.
Right. I didn't go to the press. Believe me. There.
How long does he normally take to reply?
It varies, ma'am. Sometimes it's hours.
And sometimes it's not.
It's the clue.
The final clue. Add Camus to M.E. Smith.
That's Camus. Albert Camus, French writer.
Add Camus to M.E. Smith. They'll be boxing where the sun don't shine.
Frank Finlay's the referee.
Then you'll know where and when we'll meet.
Anyone?
Frank Finlay was an actor. Might still be, for all I know.
Where the sun don't shine. That's American. Means out of your arse.
What, Quizmaster's American now?
Boxing. John, isn't that something you know about?
Marciano, Dempsey, Cassius Clay before he turned into Ali.
I want to know the minute you work it out. And no action off your own bat, right?
Mum.
DC Clark?
Right.
Rebus leaves them to it, his head already too full with other things. As he drives out to the Balfour house, the false coffin is working away at him. He only has the old carpenter's word for it that it was made by someone else. Besides, if the killer was really clever, couldn't he have anticipated that? Changing his style and his tools, trying to dupe them? Rebus massages his temples, feels the headache starting. He reaches this stage in every single investigation. The same old dance, reeling around his skull.
Well? Your daughter was at school with a girl named Claire Benzie.
Yes.
Would you say they were close friends?
I suppose so, yes.
How well did you know her parents?
Moderately well, no more than that.
Were they clients of your bank?
I can't discuss the bank's business. It wouldn't be ethical.
You're not a doctor, Mr. Balfour. You just keep people's money for them.
We do a sight more than that.
What? You lose their money for them too?
Oh, what the hell is this to do with my daughter's murder?
Just answer the question. Did Claire's father have his money invested with you?
Not with us. Through us.
You advised him?
Oh, yes. I advised him. I advised him against taking stupid risks in the stock market.
And?
Well, you obviously know the answer to that. He refused to listen. He made some disastrous decisions. He lost everything and he killed himself.
What about his wife and daughter?
What about them?
Did they bear a grudge?
Against the bank? You believe my daughter died for revenge against the bank?
It's a possibility.
No! No, it's not. Hugo Benzie's family knew what sort of man he was. Reckless, self-centred, a gambler. And they knew something else, too.
What would that be?
They knew I did everything in my power to stop them throwing their lives away. Everything.
On his way back to Edinburgh, Rebus stops off at the site where the false coffin was found. He finds a sign tied to a tree. Bev Dodd's Pottery. Handmade crafts for sale. Teas and coffees. The lady's branching out. He also finds several gawping tourists, drawn by the news story and the thrill of murder. One family asks him the way to the Balfour House. He tells them, head into the council estate and ask again from there. They'll be lucky to get out with four tyres still on their car. Rebus's good deed for the day.
So, the Benzie family don't bear a grudge against John Balfour.
That's what he said.
And you believed him?
We can talk to the girl again, but yes, I did.
So where does that leave us?
You tell me. These old case notes will have to be sent back. The autopsy reports too.
What, you've really given up on them? You don't think there's any connection?
If there is, I can't see it. There. Get Grant to do it.
Right.
What's been happening here? Any luck with the clue?
A bit. Camus wrote a book called La Chute.
So?
It means the fall.
And they say there's no advantage to a college education.
M.E. Smith took a bit longer.
But you found him?
Try Mark E. Smith.
Damn it, the singer. And the band's called The Fall.
The Fall and The Fall.
Falls. Falls Village. You think that's where Quizmaster wants to meet you?
No, I think it'll make more sense when we've cracked the rest of the clue. The boxing match and Frank Finlay. I'm so close to getting him, John.
Just off the road between Falls and Causland lies a small, little-used country church. Philippa Balfour's family have picked this spot for her funeral. Rebus stays on the fringes of the activity, watching as the dead girl's friends look around uncertainly at this respectable, tranquil, isolated place.
What? Not what she'd have wanted. Not exactly her. Grow up. She doesn't care one way or the other. When you're dead, and that's the end of it.
Paying your last respects, Rebus.
I won't bother asking you the same. What are you doing here, Holly?
Is he here, do you think? The casket killer?
There is going to be another murder, yes.
There is?
If you don't piss off before DCS Templar sees you.
Police brutality, is it? Well, that always sells well. Look, you might as well tell me what's going on. You know I'll only find out anyway.
Nothing's going on.
So you and Siobhan Clark are just here out of the goodness of your hearts, are you?
DC Clark's here.
You didn't know? Well, well. Now, isn't that interesting? I saw her wandering round the graveyard.
A graveyard? God damn it. Boxing.
Interested in history, is she? Like that in your women, do you?
Listen to me, you little shit. You put one more toe out of line and I'll have you so fast you won't know what's hit you. Now get out of my sight!
It was good of you to come, Detective Chief Superintendent.
We've all felt very close to Philippa, Mr. Balfour. And I can assure you...
Jill!
Oh, what the devil's he doing here?
Jill, listen.
John, for God's sake.
Sorry, Mr. Balfour, sorry. Jill, this is urgent.
If this is another wild goose chase, I'll have you booted down to constable.
Siobhan was here. That little torag Holly saw her reading the headstone.
So?
So, I found someone else who saw her. He said she stopped here, bent down, picked something up and headed off back to the cars. I checked, she's gone.
Gone?
It's got to be the final clue. The first part meant falls, and the second, but it just came to me. They're boxing. Boxing, as in putting things in boxes, coffins. And where the sun doesn't shine, the grave.
A graveyard in falls?
Stricture. What's more confining than a coffin? Siobhan must have worked it out. And the last part, Frank Finlay.
The actor. So where does he fit in?
It's not the actor. Look at the headstone. Look. Francis Campbell Finlay. Frank Finlay. Don't you see? It was hidden right here. Quizmaster's final message. Siobhan's got the instructions for the meeting.
Try her mobile.
I already have. Switched off. She's determined to do this on her own.
Little fool.
Jill, we've got to get after her.
Right. You get back to the station. Work from that end. I'll start organising things from here.
Right. You'll keep in touch.
Don't worry, John. We'll find her.
You seen Siobhan?
She's gone home for a nap, she said. So? What's the matter?
Siobhan solved the clue.
What? All of it?
And now she's gone off to meet Quizmaster.
Without telling me?
Without telling anyone.
Oh, well, that's bloody charming.
It's a damn sight worse than that.
And now I suppose we've got to go and look for her.
No, the boss has got the patrol cars on alert. She wants us to stay here until they spot her.
Okay, by me.
What are you doing with those notes? You were supposed to send them back.
I was going to, but there's something missing. I didn't want to get a rocket about it.
What do you mean, missing?
Look, from one of the autopsy reports, the cover sheet's gone. They'll have a fit if it comes back without that. No serial number, no personnel list, nothing. Look. See?
82, the Glasgow one.
Could it have been missing when it came in?
They'd never have sent it. Besides, Devlin's a stickler for detail. He would have mentioned it. Bloody hellfire.
Sir?
Can you read that? The signature?
Just a scrawl. Someone or other deputising pathologist.
Could that say Donald Devlin?
But he's always been stationed here.
Deputising pathologist. They move around to cover illness, leave, whatever. That is Devlin. I'd swear to it.
But if he did the original autopsy, why not mention it?
For the same reason he took the cover sheet, so we wouldn't damn well find out. Come on, move!
But why didn't he want us to know?
Because connections are always suspicious. You find one connection, you look for more.
And suppose we'd found someone? What would that mean? I mean, he's been helping us.
Aye. Has he?
Devlin! Open this door! Devlin!
Perhaps he's not in there.
Rebus. Where? Right, I'm on my way. They've found Siobhan's car parked outside the Botanic Gardens. If he's her car...
What was that?
Quiet. Together. One, two, three.
There, neatly visible through the living room door at the far end of the hallway, bruised and beaten, her torn face a smear of blood and mucus, lies the unmoving body of Jean Burchill.
She's still alive. Get an ambulance.
Ambulance.
Oh, don't try to speak. Gat!
I'm on it.
Keep the bloody neighbours out!
Police! Everything's under control here. Stay in your flats, please.
Sir? What?
Sir, look at these.
What?
Woodworking tools.
Oh, look, it's all right. It's all right. Help's on its way.
He's still here.
God, that must have been him. He's in the street. Stay with us, sir.
No, no, he's mine. Rebus, urgent assistance required. Attempted murder. Suspect is Donald Devlin. I see one male, late 60s, on foot. I'm in pursuit. Kerr Street, Dean Haw Street. Stay on the line.
Devlin's age doesn't mean much. He has the strength and determination of the possessed. Rebus has seen it before during a chase. Desperation and adrenaline make for a fearful mix. Rebus finds himself on the road bridge which crosses the Water of Leith. And there on the footpath below, staring up at him, is Professor Donald Devlin. As Rebus makes his way down, Devlin does not move. In the fast-fading sunlight, Rebus can see scratches on his face and blood dripping from his right hand. His eyes never leaving Devlin's, Rebus lifts his phone.
Who are you going to call? Don't you want an ambulance?
Oh, it's true. The human bite can be quite poisonous. But I don't think I need be concerned about hepatitis and HIV, do you? Not with Miss Batchel.
What was she doing in your flat?
It's my theory about the Arthur Seat coffins. I promised her proof. Told her to call any time.
So you could batter her half to death?
Please, Inspector. I was showing off my antique table, made by Kenneth Lovell himself. She was observant enough to find the hidden cupboard. And what I kept in it.
Your coffin making tool.
And I'm afraid she reached the correct conclusion. A most intelligent woman.
Look at ye.
You really don't make the grade as a serial killer anymore, do you?
So it would appear. Was it the autopsy report? I knew it was a risk.
And the coffins. Why was the Glasgow one so different? Because whoever made it was away from his usual base. Different tools, different materials. You were posted to Glasgow.
I couldn't call it my favourite city.
What was behind the coffins anyway? Were you copying the Arthur Seat ones?
Of course I was. Just like those, mine were memorials.
To the victims you'd killed. But why, for God's sake?
The first one was just after my wife passed away. Annie's life was just taken. All those months of suffering. So unfair.
And someone had to pay.
Oh, I'm afraid that logic deserts us all at times.
So you murdered all those women? Are there any more? Any others?
Others?
Aye. Victims we don't know about.
Isn't four sufficient?
Four. Five, you mean?
Four. I had nothing to do with young Philippa Bell. Now I think I've said more than enough, don't you?
Said and done.
Ah, but you can't prove I've done anything. Well, there's the attack on Miss Birchall, but I can find some plausible motive for that. I might even be considered the victim. For the rest, well, this has been a very private little chat. And the word of a single policeman, especially one under such personal emotional distress. That's not very convincing now, is it? You've no evidence.
No evidence apart from this.
Your phone? Detestable invention.
Oh, I don't know. You see, the line's been open this whole time. To the station. And we record all the calls.
Oh, yes! I got to me!
The water is icy, but somehow soothing too. And Rebus is calm as his hands move to Devlin's neck and he forces the bald head under the surface. Jean would recover, and he would move out of Arden Street, find somewhere else, somewhere nobody knew about.
Let him go! Let go! Son!
Rebus looks around at the small group of uniformed officers who have finally appeared in response to his call. And the spell is broken.
Good grief, sir. What happened to you?
What's the word on Jean?
The ambulance guys are bringing her down now. Devlin?
He's taken care of. Any more news about Siobhan?
They're still searching the Botanic Gardens. But there's news from the Met, the computer squad.
What about them?
They managed to trace Quizmaster's internet account.
And?
Sir, it's in the name of Philippa Balfour.
Hello, David.
You guessed then? I'm impressed. Well, do please turn around. I really don't want to talk to the back of your head. That's better. Did you follow my instructions?
I'm on my own, yes.
Playing by the rules. Excellent. How did you know it would be me?
This place. Warriston Cemetery. Claire Benzie told us. The first place you went for a walk with Flip.
And this is where I realised I loved her.
Loved her so much you killed her.
I didn't know that was going to happen.
No.
Right up to the moment I had my hands round her throat. Even then I don't think I knew.
But you did it anyway.
Suppose I did, yes. That's what you wanted to hear, isn't it?
I also want to hear why.
Why? How many reasons do you want? Her yaw friends? Her pretensions? The way she kept teasing and picking fights, looking to break us up just so she could watch me come crawling back.
You could have walked away.
But I loved her. Oh, I kept telling her over and over. You know what?
What?
The game. She didn't know it was me, of course. I helped her with the answers. She was dead impressed. I was playing her every inch of the way.
You didn't love her. You just wanted to control her.
Some people like to be controlled, Siobhan. Don't you? Didn't you play the game too? Weren't you hooked? I was. The game had us both. Isn't that something?
And what now? Are you planning to kill me too? What happens now, Quizmaster?
You don't know? Need a little help with the answer, do you? Excellent.
David Costello, please, don't move.
Oh, Siobhan.
It's not my doing.
Step away from the officer. Keep your hands where I can see them.
I thought you wanted to play properly. I'm so disappointed.
His saliva hits her on the chin and hangs there. And suddenly she doesn't have the strength to wipe it off. She stands watching, helpless, as Rebus arrives to take David Costello away. The game is over.
Right. Right, thanks. Good night, Doctor. Jean's okay. No major injuries.
Oh, thank God for that.
They've got her sedated. I can see her in the morning.
Oh, that's great.
Sir?
Aye.
David Costello's coughed. Full confession.
Yes.
And get this. He's claiming that Professor Devlin put the idea in his head. Long chats on the stairs about the morality of murder, he says. Do you reckon he's on the level?
I wouldn't put it past the old freak, John.
If it's true, it'll come out. And Devlin's going down in any case. Got them both. Well done, Siobhan.
Yeah, well done.
Thanks. Shut the door a minute, Grant, eh?
Okay.
Right. Now, Rebus. How did you know? I thought I put everyone right off the scent.
By parking somewhere else? Oh, you did. Half the station were combing through the Botanic Gardens while you were off enjoying yourself.
So, what happened?
Grant.
Well, we found out the messages were being sent from Philippa's own email address. Costello was the only one who'd had access to a computer to get the details.
And so, we decided to pay him a friendly visit.
And the DI here kicked...
Whoa, now. Mind what you're saying, please, Constable.
Sorry, sir. Fortunately, we found the front door open. Very likely a budged break-in earlier that day.
Oh, very likely. So it's not only me you're teaching bad habits, John, eh?
Don't know what you mean. And inside, any cupboard which, as luck would have it, was also unlocked, we found all the stuff he used for the clues. Guidebooks, encyclopedias, maps, the lot.
Including a plan of Warriston Cemetery.
The only place he hadn't used so far.
No, he was saving it till last. It was special to him.
Nice to know a romance isn't dead amongst the younger generation. Now, I think it's time we were all away home.
Sir?
Grant, if you say there's just one thing I don't understand, I won't be responsible for my actions.
Oh. Right.
It's the coffin, isn't it? The one from Falls.
Well, yes. Did David put it there?
Playing around with bits of wood and nails and glue. Not really cerebral enough for him, don't you think?
Well, then who?
I'd put money on Bev Dodds, drumming up the bloody tourist trade. It's thanks to her that Jean's in the hospital. I'll be paying Miss Dodds a visit by and by.
Well, good night then.
Grant.
Yep.
Thanks for your help. I couldn't have cracked it on my own.
Thanks. Night.
D.C. Clark preaches the value of teamwork. Good to see you've learned your lesson.
Oh, he wouldn't have taken me by surprise like he did Philippa. I could have handled him.
Sure of that, are you? You know, I've been thinking.
Oh, yes.
After I go to the hospital in the morning, I could tell the boss I've finally seen a doctor.
Good luck with that. Oh, come on. I think I owe you a drink.
Detective Inspector John Rebus sits in his bay window, looks out through its dusty glass, and thinks about leaving Edinburgh. This flat represents the only fixed point in his life. All the cases he's worked, all the monsters he's encountered, he's dealt with them here, in this chair, staring out of this window. He's found room for them in the bestiary of his mind, and there they've stayed. If he gives this up, what would be left? No still center to his world. No cage for his demons. Tomorrow, he'll call the solicitor. Tell her he isn't moving. Tomorrow. For tonight, he has new cages to fill.
In the Falls, dramatised by Bert Cools from the novel by Ian Rankin, Detective Inspector Rebus was played by Ron Donaghy. DC Siobhan Clark, Gayanne Potter. Professor Donald Devlin, John Shedden. DCS Jill Templar, Sarah Collier. Jean Burchill, Gerda Stevenson. DC Grant Hood, Chris Young. David Costello and Steve Holly, Patrick Moy. Claire Benzie, Francis Thorburn. DCS Farmer Watson, Alec Heggie. John Balfour, Finlay Welsh. And the narrator by Paul Young. The Falls was directed by Bruce Young.